Previously on Verbal Vibe Mode, Real Talk with Brown Tiger Part 1. We cover topics within the realm of content creation, social media, streaming on Twitch, of course, music production, pandemic hobbies, The Free Guy, the movie, ASMR, Twitch category bias, and we showed VVM favorite Aaron Shaq 64 some love. Now we're going to continue the conversation about streaming platform migration. Now.
It's like Kong said earlier about people not having a plan, and then that Twitch migration from people leaving Twitch to YouTube. They still didn't have a plan. They're like, well, everybody's leaving. Let's go over here. And now you're doing the same thing.
Man, and like y'all said earlier, like both of y'all said earlier, and we keep reiterating, YouTube is nothing like Twitch. Mm-hmm. You need to put in work if you're going to hop on YouTube. Because they're not just paying anybody just because they think you got... No, you have to put in work. Ain't nobody on YouTube who just throwing out content. Ain't nobody on YouTube who just throwing out content and getting paid for it. No. Well, now Mr. Beast is, I'm sure. But if you not him and don't have millions of subscribers, you got to put in some work. Don't just think that just because you built up a little bit of following on Twitch, then people are going to come over to YouTube. No, not at all.
Because
that's literally not how life works.
A lot of people are lazy, not hashtag not all people, but it's like signing up. If I've been following you on this platform this whole time, why would I want to sign up for another one to go follow you over here? A lot of people don't want to do that. So even if you have 500 followers on Twitch and you move to YouTube, you're probably going to see maybe 50 of those.
If even.
And that's a great day, the 50. So that's good job.
Oh, yeah.
So don't be discouraged. Like, if you're still trying to pursue that thing and you make a transition and you don't see that transition happen like you wanted it to, like, this is part of it. It's part of the game.
Especially if you're starting fresh and you don't have a fan base. Hell, even if you do have a fan base, it is kind of hard to coax people to go to a whole different platform that they're not used to and one that they may not visit often. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's basically building from zero.
Right. So don't just follow the crowd when they go somewhere else. The other issue that I personally have with Twitch is their inability to innovate. Mm-hmm. It seems like they take a long time, if at all, with making things easier for people.
For the streamer or viewership, you would say?
For the streamer, I will say. Number one, the like cancel subscription thing. If you've ever tried to like not renew a subscription.
Oh, wow.
For whatever reason, it's the hardest process. It's not like a button that you click.
Do you want to take this survey to tell us why you want to cancel? Oh, my God. Are you sure?
And the survey questions are never in the same spot.
No, they're not.
Literally every time you do it, it's different.
It's variable. Yep. That's to make it seem like, you know, we actually care, you know. We're really concerned why you want to cancel.
It's so funny to me. Because, like, you could do a lot of other stuff is relatively easy to find, I will say. But when it comes to that cancel subscription thing, when it comes to them, like, not getting your money, suddenly it's complicated. Yeah.
Also, the subscription emails, I noticed that they did change, too. I feel like this was around last year, late summer. Basically, they used to send you detailed emails that actually provided you the name of the channel that you followed. When the subscription would be expiring. Yeah. If you want to renew it, boom. If it's on auto sub, some of the emails don't even include who you're subbing to. So it'll send you a nice little confirmation. It's like, you just resubscribed. To who? And then you got to basically go to Twitch to go look.
You have to hunt down basically this person that you didn't know about.
Just like, yo, what the what are they doing? And why? Who thought this was a good idea?
It's those kinds of
more
things.
More clicks on the site.
Like,
more
yes, clicks. That's what it is.
It's terrible.
It bothers me. I'm sorry. It bothers me.
It's bad.
It's so inconvenient.
So stupid.
Even for like basic safety measures, I'll say they don't give a damn either.
Oh no. When
it comes to trolling, bots, and all the rest of that stuff, they just act like either they acknowledge the issue, delayed, of course, it's never instantaneous because it's not our problem. We don't care.
Oh, yeah, always.
But they're just slow to move when it comes to things like that, to the point where people create their own solutions to the problem. And it's just like, really? Can you not hire this person to make this, you know, application for you? What is happening?
Twitch is like, hey, follow. What? You probably shouldn't have been a nigga then. Like, wait a minute. Whoa. Wait a minute. Hold on, Twitch. I don't think it's okay you said that.
I feel like Twitch already has, like, their cash cows at the top. Like, they got who they're going to cater to, like, who's going to complain, and we're going to actually do something. That's already done.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't really care about any of that other stuff happening. We're making money now.
The little guys don't care. Like, nah. The average affiliate or even those partners that don't have that draw or bring in, like, cash for them, they don't care. Yeah, a partner may have their ear priority more than regular affiliate, but when it comes down to like certain things as far as just even harassment in chat, random people just joining and spamming chat and stuff, not even a bot.
Yeah, these are real people doing this.
Like, moderation tools for Twitch are extremely lacking compared to YouTube.
Absolutely. So with the oversaturation for one, and Twitch not really giving a crap about, you know, the little guy's end of it, the other aspect that I said I actually enjoy about Twitch is meeting the people. Like I said, about meeting you guys, meeting other people that I've, you know, worked with and collaborated on beats and stuff. It's a great tool to use for networking.
Yeah.
Not going into it for that idea of like, I'm going to make money from this, but the idea of like, I'm going to do a thing. Again, have a thing, have some hobby, whatever it is. You have to have some kind of thing you can do more than just gaming. If you're going to just do the gaming route, you better be like the top 10 players in the world or like the funniest person like on the planet right now to stand out in that role.
Oh yeah.
But if you have like, if you do arts and crafts, if you do like painting, drawing, music production, you have a pod, things like that, those other things that you can push out to, you know, get a bigger audience for, get a bigger following for yourself that you can take anywhere. I feel like Twitch is a good place for that. It's rough to be found because the market is saturated, but if you just keep doing it because you like it as a hobby, you're not really chasing the numbers, the follow, subscriptions, things like that. If you're just doing it for fun and you want other people to be able to see you, you know, in your environment or doing whatever that thing is that you do, it's a great tool for that. Network.
Yeah.
I've met a lot of really good people.
Twitch is pretty decent when it comes to finding like-minded individuals. That pandemic era that we had, a lot of people were idle.
Mm-hmm.
Either weren't going to work as much, working from home, and just needed something to do. So we had like, I don't want to say extra time, but yeah, you do have extra time when you work from home. Stop lying. Being able to meet more people and actually engage with them. It's not just, you know, somebody just pops in and doesn't really say much. It was a time. Nice back and forth with people. When it comes to tools for discoverability, do you think they do a good job with that?
No, I don't. I really don't. No.
I mean, we demonstrated what we saw on the front page when we went on there, you know, right. Signed in.
So, I feel like they tried to do it with the tags thing. Like, you could tag your stream as, like, a music stream or this kind of thing. But there's such broad tags. There's not, like, a sub-tag thing.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like they should break it down a little bit more to kind of help out. If you want to, like, say you want to do find a music stream or thing like that, you have the category, like they have indie, things like that, hip hop, break it down one more layer. And I feel like that would help out so much more. And they only recently introduced the, what was that? Sort by fewest viewers. Like, didn't we just get that last year?
That is so sad. I don't mean to laugh, but that is very sad.
It's true though. Like, all this time they've been there, you've always had to scroll all the way down.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
That is so bad. That's such a basic feature that's like literally at your fingertips that they did not include. That's so terrible.
Everything has that. Sort by fewest, sort by most, sort A to Z, sort Z to A.
Descending, no, ascending, like, nah. Here it is, right. Numbers.
Like, you getting this, here you go. Which one you want?
Yeah, you figure it out.
And they're trying with that left side of your screen now, too, with the recommended channels and, like, people we think you'd like. I don't, though. What is this for?
It's like, you have no idea what I like. This is all wrong.
Here's what we want you to watch.
That's what it should say. Be honest, Twitch. I'd respect it more if they just be honest.
Twitch being honest? Come on now.
Like, most of the time, if I'm on Twitch and I'm looking for somebody, it's normally somebody that I... Like, you don't look for somebody who got 12,000 viewers right now. You're looking for somebody that can possibly right. be engaging. But then, like G said, people who you might like, nigga, no, who... I'm not going to like this person. They got an easy 1,500 plus people in their chat. Why would I like that person? I've never clicked on anybody with that many people in their chat ever. No, you'll like them. We got you. No, you don't, Twitch.
It's so bad.
Why don't you check them out?
Who's checking their algorithms? Let us know.
Their bank account? They don't get
right, like, what's the algorithm department doing? They are terrible.
Sleep, watch it ASMR streams. They're not doing right anything.
And like you said, sleep streams are back. I didn't know mm-hmm. we were doing that again, so now it really looks like they just don't care. Like, okay,
nah, why don't we allow sleep streams? That was basically the whole marketing meme. They're like, I guess just bring them back, who cares?
Right, what?
I'm coming back to streaming, y'all. Get my sleep stream.
I got a
money.
New sleeping bag, gang. Can't wait for you to see it.
It's crazy.
Maybe that's how I should do my sleep streams. Like, I'm going to do a sleep stream, but it's like a marketing thing. I'm going to like advertise and try out and review like sleeping bags.
Our mattresses. Get Casper to sponsor you.
Come right? On. Like, it's not a sleep stream. This is product placement.
Exactly. So the box sitting in the back.
Go ahead, get them 12 right. hours.
That's my first 12-hour stream, guys, coming up.
This stream is brought to you by Purple.
See? I like the way y'all think. I might be able to work with this. And wait, I'll wake up and roll over.
I wouldn't be surprised if somebody's done that.
Yeah, that sounds like a great
Patent
idea.
Patent pending.
Called it. We called it first.
This is our idea.
I'll wake up on my mattress and then roll over into my hot tub. It's another 12-hour stream. It's back and forth.
That's hella engaging right there.
Right?
Like, he thought about the layout of his actual studio for y'all.
Move some of these speaker wires real quick.
Uh-oh.
I don't think they really care anymore, to be honest. So as far as like discoverability for smaller people, that's not even on their radar anymore. I don't feel that.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was another thing they introduced recently. I'm not sure what it is or what it was. I guess I could Google it, but it really wasn't even on my radar. I know about hype trains, but is there a boost train thing now? What is this?
Did they drop the beta for that yet? Or is that official?
I'm not sure. Was it in beta?
Yeah, it was, because it's like a paved pyramid scheme.
There's that word again.
Or endorse somebody to be boosted. So boosting a stream is a community challenge where viewers can use their channel points that they don't use for anything else, to except for harassing, you know, the streamer, to unlock the opportunity to be featured on the front page. It's not guaranteed, but more likely. It's just a new promotional tool for affiliates.
So gambling to get a chance to be on the front page. Because those people are still going to watch like the people they normally come in here and click on anyway, like just because you're on front page.
But that's the thing. What is that going to do for you?
All right, who's out here on Twitch in private?
Yeah.
So yeah, a pyramid scheme. Gotcha. They figured out another way to do it.
Hurt my brain.
And it's genius again from a business point of view, and like the hustler in me. Genius. Absolute genius.
Yeah. I mean, that seems like what they're more so interested in when it comes to the lack of innovation is just ways to make more money for them.
Terrible on a moral, help the world be a better place level. Like, so the smaller streamers and things are already like here. And now we're like, hey guys, you get a chance to be up there for a day. Like, what?
Maybe.
Right, maybe.
Channels we think you'll like.
they're just milking people. And I feel bad for the ones that fall for it. I honestly understand if you, like I said, have that drive to be, you know, I'm going to be the very best one day. Do your thing, have your dream. Like nobody. It's going to catch all the biddies. If you want to do that, go right ahead. But just please understand, like, the things we're talking about right now, these are real things. Like, we've all been in the stream game. We've seen it. The streets ain't pretty. Just be prepared for these kinds of things and, like, really ask yourself, like, do you want to go through those hardships of, like, possibly not making it or reaching that goal that you put out there? Do you have a backup plan?
No. They audibly say to their speakers, it's just like, damn.
No, this was it.
This was their backup plan. This is literally their backup plan. Step one, start a Twitch channel. Step two?
I feel like the discoverability thing is an issue, but like I was saying before about the networking thing, you don't expect to, like, blow up if you're starting out, you know, doing things. Even if you have, like, a niche thing, like you have a particular type of, like, artwork you do, it's gonna take time. I feel like a lot of people don't have patience when it comes to things like that, because we're, you know, in such a microwave society, we expect things, you know, everything's same day shipping. Don't give up.
Amazon gave that up a long time ago.
So don't give up on your thing. And that's part of why I picked up the music thing. And I remember when I had made the decision that, you know, I'm not going to do this stuff anymore. I really want to do my music thing, because I feel like in the beginning I was the guy that played video games and happens to make beats. And that didn't feel right in my spirit. So I was like, you know what? I do music. Do that part first. The games and stuff is just like the add-on now. So I really wanted to focus in and, you know, hone my ability and my production abilities. So I started doing that more often. And at first I was nervous about it. That's part of why I didn't do it as much on stream before, because I never liked any of my stuff. Like, behind the scenes moment. Like, yeah, anything I put out, I was like, that's trash. Like, that could be better. Like, I mixed it. Something was always wrong. But then when people started telling me, like, no, yo, I like this. Like, oh, this is fire. I was like, really? Like, you guys actually like this? Are you just, like, saying that because, you know, I'm the friend and you want to, like, boost my self-esteem? And more people started saying, like, no, it's actually really good. So that's when I got the idea in my head to, you know, put the gaming stuff to the side and all the other stuff and just do your music thing, but turn the camera on and let people see the actual production process, like how a track can go from literally nothing but a metronome boop to this whole symphony of noises and sounds that sounds great coming through my headphones. I enjoy showing people that. And, you know, I'm always welcome to, like, teaching what I know and I do know. And over the time doing it, I've gotten better at it. And I think that's what was really important to me, was the growth in myself from doing it, not necessarily the, you know, following that came in from doing it and things like that, but seeing myself and, like, hearing myself actually get better.
That's awesome.
So it became a thing that was more for me. So that really helped out a lot. And it's really opened a lot of doors for me as well. Like, I've met a lot of other great producers and things like that, and, you know, smaller people doing music and help collaborate and make new things for you guys. So it's been really good.
And it's a welcoming stream too. Like, how you mentioned, you're, I don't want to say a teacher, but your open and willingness to walk people through the process, even if they have been there before, if they're brand new and are just randomly asking one question and don't show up again, you're still going to extend them that courtesy and time. Absolutely. While you're still making a beat.
Absolutely.
It's a great place to be, people.
Like we said, engagement is important, and I like to engage people when I'm doing the production process. There's been a couple tracks we've done where the chat has actually helped out. Like, people have gone to the Discord and, like, found certain sounds or, like, different little sound bites and clips, and we've thrown it in stuff, and it's turned into something now that they can go tell their friends, like, yo, I was on Brown Tiger stream and I dropped this link in his Discord. He for real put it in a song. I was like, yeah, I'll do that. It's fun.
He made this for me.
Oh yeah, that's the one good thing I'll say has come of my Twitch career.
Oh, don't say that now. They're gonna be like, oh my god, he made a career out of Twitch. He's lying to us. More biddies for himself.
I can't wait for that rumor to get out. I can't wait. I'm gonna milk it. Yep.
Brown Tiger's been telling us wrong this whole time. Getting his hot tub stream set up.
Yeah, I'm one of those people that likes to steer into the rumor when someone comes tell me about something like I did. It's like, oh, what I do next? I can't wait to see how it goes. So, what are you guys into here musically lately? Any new things you have been listening to? Anything that's caught your ears?
Well, I mean, something of recent is Pusha's new album. Mostly, obviously, the Pharrell tracks, of course. But, let me see. What else? Anything in that vein? Or... there's a ton. I'm open to listening to a lot of different types of music. It doesn't even necessarily have to be like brand new. Like sometimes I'll just...
oh yeah. It's new for you. New for you kind of thing.
Or like you'll get into like that zone of making like a playlist and you basically just stay within it for a while. How about you?
The new KRS-One. Oh my god. Amazing. So good. That man still got it after all these years. Like,
he still got it.
So good.
Well, little disclaimer here. This was recorded before Kendrick's album came out. Clearly, because you can hear the enthusiasm in our voices when we were discussing recent drops. But yeah, the consensus is yes.
Speaking to like the state of music, which was something I now remember that I did want to ask you guys about. How do you feel about the current musical environment? Do you think it's getting worse? It's getting better?
When you say worse, what do you mean?
I listen to everything for the record, everybody. Like, no, I'm super open minded. Everything except country music. I cannot do country music. Mm. It hurts. It hurts going in.
These kids.
I can't. I just can't. Not saying that it's like, oh, that's bad. I understand. It's just not my lane. It's for somebody else. It's their thing. That's cool. But just me, I can't really. But as far as in the black community, you know, we appreciate good hip-hoppery around here.
Hip-hoppery.
That hip-hoppery. So I feel like that has been a hot topic in the music area, you know, the mumble rap thing and then this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And we've always had this like competitive mindset, which I also hate that we have like in that genre of music, to like, oh my, who's the best MC, like who's the best rapper, like why does it always have to be like a number one best? Like there's plenty of room. Like can we all be great?
No, because life is a competition. Sorry, did nobody explain this to you? Did you get the memo from last Friday?
I missed a couple meetings. You're right.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
Oh, boy. Everything has to be measured in order to basically determine its relevancy, unfortunately. Why that is, I can't tell you why. But people feel like determining who's the best adds value to that person or particular thing. And that's kind of weird. That. Not to get like weirdo deep, but I mean...
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is funny because it's like in certain cases that make like the ASAP Mob, Ferg is untouchable. I mean, you got other good, you know, other good ASAP people out there, but you know, if you gonna put them in a category, okay, Ferg is definitely at the top. ASAP Rocky, he's somewhere down at the bottom. But outside of that, like if it's not a group that's kind of built like that, it's kind of hard to be like, oh, well, J. Cole is the greatest all time right now. It's like, he's good, but who are we comparing him? Like, and then the people that they compare him to are not in the same category at all. It's like, yeah. J. Cole, Jordan Lucas is better than J. Cole. Like, he at least top five. Like, nigga, wait, first of all, slow your roll. Jordan Lucas ain't even in the same category. He can't even be in the same room as J. Cole. Let's not do that. He's good, but he's not on that level.
That's true. It's so bad in hip hop. I used to, I think I posted a question on social media at some point about, there was a post going around about when Jay-Z was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And there was, of course, all this hoopla on the interwebs. Well, what makes Jay-Z think he's the best? Why does, like, can we just, like, shut up for 2 seconds and appreciate that, like, one of us has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Like, can we appreciate it?
People don't care. That's the thing. When it comes to certain people and those who would disagree with him even being accepted into that category, it's because they don't know him and they're not familiar with his work. The only thing they're familiar with is possibly his features, and that's if they are of, like, a later generation, I'll say. After American Gangster generation. Like, if they don't know his stuff before that, it's kind of like, why is he in the blah, blah, blah? Like, they want their latest MC who's basically new on the scene and maybe popping for now. They got a couple singles to be in that same category. And it's like, that's not how this works. Beyond longevity, you kind of have to make an impact as well.
That's like, I don't get that. Like G said, you appreciate the fact that this has happened. Like, I told people this. I'm not a big fan of Jay-Z, but the dude has good music. He does good stuff. That's like when I if you know me, you know how much I love.
Oh my God!
It's so and good. Everybody, these young kids today. T-Pain fell off. T-Pain. T-Pain is producing, he's featuring, he's doing a lot of stuff that a lot of these people don't even know about. y'all gotta appreciate what is going on right now.
Right.
Especially with these older cats. Like, these are some of the greats that we're talking about. This generation is okay, but the guys of old, those guys are great.
I feel like for us, it's one of those, some people see it as like, oh, it's just our generation's music. Like, it's just nostalgia. It's not just that. But in the era of hip hop coming up, like, it was frowned upon, you know, from the industry at one point. They didn't like that kind of stuff. So it's literally seeing like the culture grow and finally break through that barrier that they had put in place for it. Everybody remembers like the famous NWA incident. Like, everybody remembers that. Like, they were like, you can't play that song. We're going to shut this down. It was just music. It was poetry. That's all it was. It was poetry.
Yeah.
They wrote down what was happening in their cities and talking about it. That was a way to communicate. That's how we spread messages about. Exactly. That was how we spread messages about social issues and things. We put them in songs. And so they were still trying to silence that kind of stuff. And so now, those were like the heroes of that day that stood up for those kinds of things. And they're getting their flowers now. Like, let's just take time to appreciate what has happened, like, over the generations to see this come to fruition.
For the people.
But this is also a time where people don't give a damn about awards.
That's all I want. That's all I want for the babies.
If it's not one thing, it's the other. So.
Yeah, no. I don't care how big your trophy is. Like, there's a bigger one out there.
Of course. And it may not even be your goal, but, you know, it's a pat on the back.
Right.
With so many people not caring about, like I said, trophies anymore, do you think that's given more people that opportunity to actually make something that they actually care about? Like, now is, forget the Grammys. I don't want a Grammy. I just want to make music that I love and that I know my people love. Do y'all think people are diving more into that idea, or is it still just samey? Like, everybody just still making the same music?
For me, I feel like after Tyler the Creator won his award, it kind of put that on the forefront that, like, no, you can be different and, you know, still make it. The only thing with him, a lot of people that I will admit I didn't get onto the Tyler wagon until like last year.
Don't.
Wait a minute. So you were Wolfgang? And
I regret it to this day. Like, I'm one that's like, I didn't just jump on like, yeah, he's so good. But I got in and then I went back and listened to all of his old stuff because, like, I wanted to see, like, the growth, like, how he started and how, you know, he is now. And I was like, yo, this kid was, like, super talented. And then I remembered back to people telling me, like, oh, that dude's a weirdo. I don't like his music. Like, I remember hearing that and I actually fell for it. I was like, okay, I'm going to stay away from that. And I regret today that I did not get involved with Wolfgang.
I remember me and my brother watching him when he was on, not Jimmy Kimmel, he was on Conan or something. I can't remember which one it was. But it was him and the crew. It was him, Taco, Earl Sweatshirt, all of them. Mm-hmm. And they was going ham on one of the songs. And I'm like, who in the world is this group? And they lit that stage up, boy. And that was my first time I seen them. I'm like, oh my goodness, let me go ahead and listen to more of their stuff. And they, you know, Tyler being Tyler, he made the video of him eating a cockroach mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And then you had him and Frank doing, what's that song? It was a weird, like, some dude creeping in your house type music video. And I'm like, yo, these dudes are ridiculous. That was my first time getting on the Frank Ocean. I'm like, this is so good. Why are these niggas so good? But, like, following him to where he is now and then learning of how talented this dude is, especially when it comes to him producing.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes. My goodness. It's so good. Yeah, I hate that I didn't get in. I admit. But I feel like with him, you know, getting the accolades and things that he is now from that and winning all the awards and things kind of put that little spark of hope, like, yeah, you can do different stuff. Now, the problem I ran into, like, with this idea, when I talked to another friend of mine who's like a huge Tyler fan, and he said that a lot of his music has changed. He doesn't really care for the more, you know, the newer stuff that he's.
It has.
And so, yeah, when I went back and listened and then, like, took that journey from then to now, I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Definitely has. Mm-hmm.
Something changed.
Yeah.
What I was in my head and how I think, I was like, he's just changed his sound and, like, things he wanted to do, he can do them now. Because, as I was saying about me doing production on stream, like, I know my beats would sound this way, but over time, like, putting in the work, it's changed. I'm still me and I'm still using my own ideas and things, but now I can, like, make the synth sound like I wanted it to, or make this sound like, you know, those kinds of things. So from production, I understand, like, development and growth, like, over years of doing a thing. As some people were saying, you know, oh, he's gone industry. But yeah, I don't think Tyler has gone industry. I think he's, like you said, has grown, has developed a different sound that he wants to do. And, you know, he's a big one to speak out about doing what, you know, you actually want to do. So I don't see him being one to, you know, sign the check and say, like, yeah, thanks, industry. No, not at all. But people grow over time. I was a huge Linkin Park fan in high school during that era. And I remember they changed when, I think, towards like the Minutes to Midnight album, when that came out. It was very different from like their earlier stuff. And I remember I did not like it. I didn't listen to the CD. And sometime later, I just tried it and let it play on rotation. And I was like, you know, this is actually really good.
You didn't like the Transformers album or records?
I didn't like the Transformer albums.
Hey, listen, I love Linkin Park, so.
So good. R.I.P. Chester, yes. We miss you.
Yes. I don't know how I'm going to watch
it. It was so good.
But yeah. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. People got to recognize
so
that.
So people grow and change. Like, the things change. Like, I'm almost certain, I can't say it for 100%, but, like, at some point, Vincent Van Gogh did not paint like he did. Like, it eventually became that. And his mom probably liked these kinds of paintings he was doing with the finger paint. But then he started doing this. Like, I liked your old stuff.
Now, granted, all change isn't good. Like, I love Coldplay. I mean, not Coldplay. I'm sorry. I got the wrong group. Cut that. I love, what the heck is Adam's group name? I love Maroon 5, but I don't like the new stuff that they put out. I'm sorry, that's just me. I don't like the.
I used to jam Maroon 5.
Poppy, you know. Girls like you ain't never done. I don't like that stuff. I like songs about Jane, Sunday Morning, and like that album is one of my favorite albums from them. I can listen to that for the backwards. But, you know, it's not for me. The change that they made isn't for me. So, yeah, everybody's different. I feel like in hip hop, a lot of the changes that these guys make isn't just because, oh, they want to be different, or, oh, they're going industry. No, it's because they're growing and they're trying to show people, listen, we not all just basic cursing one-liners, rhyming, putting words together. We got more in the pocket than that. We are more than that. So I feel like people need to give these guys a chance when it comes to, especially when it comes to hip-hop. It don't have to be the same thing over and over again. It really don't.
That's part of the reason why you don't hear, I said a hip hop, hip, you don't hear that anymore. Like, it's changed exactly. Now. Like, it's okay.
If everybody rapped like this, it would get really boring. Like, nobody is doing
you
that.
You have to hear this every day.
Shoot. No. And I'm sure there was people in a, like, mid to late 80s going, this ain't my hip-hop anymore.
I didn't come in for this.
Nobody would rap like this. Because it got real old.
We had to give it up. Like, it changed, and eventually you stick with a little bit, like that Linkin Park scene. I didn't like it at first, then I tried it. I gave it a try. Next thing you know, I was jamming it driving down the street. Got to give things a chance, people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then if you don't like any of that, then find something new.
Right. There's plenty of stuff out there.
Like, shoot, lately I've been listening to a lot of classical. If it's not a beat by a guy named 2 North, really good beats. Really, I mean, I just go down a playlist of his, and the different people that's on that playlist is really good. There's a there's a song that I like called Agape by a gentleman, Nicholas. Oh, shoot, my mic fell. No. Nicholas Britell. And he has amazing, like, classical movie type set pieces that just sound good. So if you don't like what you're hearing now and whatever genre you really into, just find something else, you know? There's a bunch of music out there.
There's so much music out there. Like, don't waste time being mad at this one thing. Like, there's
at this one
more.
Artist.
Like, oh, I hate this so much. Why does it sound like that? And like 15 other CDs just dropped the same day. And go try one. It's okay. Oh my God, is that auto-tune?
No!
It's okay. Try new things. That's my message of the day. Don't be scared to try something different.
And then if you want to try something completely different, listen to this young gentleman here, Brown Tiger. He got a bunch of beats. Check him out. Shoot. If you angry with everybody else, check out this man.
There you go. It's so different. It's... Right. Why not? You're mad anyway right now. Like, how much worse can it be? Also, can I say that that episode you guys did with the commercials was amazing? And I legit remember the Eagle Man commercial. I saw that commercial at some point in life. And I was, as soon as it popped up, I was like, oh, snap, it's Eagle Man.
You looked at them low rates too, didn't you? Did you have insurance on your car?
Low? What? I miss old commercials. Back, remember back when TV, like every TV show and commercial had its own song? That's the only way I remember that Scruff McGruff address was the song.
I completely forgot about Scruff McGruff. I was surprised that G had it on deck. I'm like, Scruff McGruff, oh my goodness. When was the last time anybody heard of Scruff McGruff? Yeah, that was a good commercial to see. I missed that one.
I feel like that era of TV around like 80s, 90s is definitely over. Yeah, do TV shows have theme songs anymore? I feel like they just come on.
Most have like instrumentals and stuff. If it depends on what network it's on, to be honest. A lot don't have like, okay, like a sing-songy type of thing. Some just may even shorten the intro. So like they'll play it a couple episodes and it'll just stop. Like you guys get the gist. Basically. And I mean, like TV is so like full of ads and everything now that they try to basically get into the show rather than wasting all that time on an intro.
Speaking of ad, how do you guys feel about Netflix thinking about doing ads?
I'm not surprised. I knew it was coming.
About time. Yeah. I mean, people have been literally saying, listen, this is the only way you're going to bail yourself out for years. Just have a subscription.
It's not going to work anyway.
I don't see it working.
But like, even with them essentially being like the primary streaming service that actually created that type of content, especially of its day when it was competing against Blockbuster and mailing people DVDs and games and everything. It's kind of like on this front, they capitalize off of the fact of, okay, being a service that you could basically turn into without having to deal with ads. Now you're trying to introduce an ad plan, an ad-free plan, which is obviously going to come with another premium. So people aren't going to necessarily be happy with that. Aside from you, like, you know, raising normal rates every year.
Every time I get that email, your rate just went up. Like, oh, really? Again?
Exactly. You are no longer grandfathered in. Like, oh, okay, thanks.
I mean, I don't, and me and G had this discussion before, I don't understand how they keep doing it. I don't understand how Netflix,
honestly,
given the fact of all these other people who is charging a lot cheaper, offering a lot more content. I mean, and even the deals that Netflix do get, they end up somehow shooting themselves in the foot and losing them right away. I mean, the Marvel thing they had going on, it was great. And then Marvel's like, eh, we're going to do Disney Plus because we're not liking how this is working out with Netflix. Like, oh my goodness. Then Sony, they struck a deal with, who, I think it was Sony, to get the Spider-Man movies, but now that's taking forever to come through because I don't think they get them until either later this year or early next year, and everybody's like, yeah, but by that time, you're going to charge me $30, and I don't think I like that idea either. And then they got the whole deal with Nickelodeon, but Netflix has a huge issue of not promoting content. Like, they do not promote their own content, so by the time it actually comes out, by the time anybody wants to watch it, oh, got canceled after one season. What? Or it got canceled because nobody was... What's that Timothy Oliphant TV show with Drew Barrymore that I love so much?
That I can't remember.
Oh my goodness. It's about Drew Barrymore becoming a zombie, but it got canceled after three seasons. And you're sitting there like, why? It's a good show.
There it is. We got
Santa Clarita Diet. There we go. It's a good show. Why can't? And then you leave it on one of the biggest cliffhangers. It's just like, oh, okay, Netflix just decided to be done. But for every good show like that, they got 20 shows that's just straight trash with 5+ seasons.
I Why? Like how Netflix put in that shuffle mode because, like, they know they don't have anything to watch. They're like, man, we don't know. Try something. I feel like back in the older, like, the early Netflix days, when you were getting DVDs in the mail, their algorithm was better about, like, recommending you movies. They actually did a really good job of, like, recommending new stuff. I watched a lot of new movies that way. The ones now, like, my recommended movies are nothing at all that I would watch.
Yeah, it's basically based off of what came out recently, what's popular in your area, and, like, what other people are watching or what they want you to watch. It's not really curated to, like, content that you have watched and actually enjoy. And they kind of bastardized their rating system, too. It used to be decent. Now yeah, it's just thumbs this up. And it's like, no.
Yeah, because it used to be stars, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you give it 5 stars. Yeah, it's not a good place to be. Me and my girlfriend had a talk with each other the other day about canceling our Netflix subscription. Like, I don't know if we should be doing this.
Yeah, it's really not showing any worth every year. It's getting more and more worthless.
I watch maybe 2 shows on there. That's it. Maybe. And like you said, I don't really see advertising for their stuff either. Like, I've seen so many Paramount Plus ads, like, everywhere.
Man.
They are on.
Really want you to watch Halo.
Their team is crushing
it. That's because they want you to buy it. That's why.
Yeah, I see that everywhere. I see, like, maybe 1 Netflix thing coming soon. Every 3 months.
Netflix put out 1 commercial on YouTube for their lineup for the year. Hey, there you go. Y'all got it? All right, cool. And you're like, wait a minute. You just showed me 10 movies with a whole bunch of different... Like, Ryan Reynolds was at the top of that. What is going on? Is that Sandra Bullock? What is happening to y'all? What are these movies? Are these movies? Are they TV shows? What's going on? Meanwhile, watch Halo on Paramount Plus. I don't want to, though.
They've been pushing that Halo ad so
hard. Like, it's going to sell everybody. Most people are like, I don't know what this spaceman is.
Junior, get in there. Ain't this the he man on your game?
Up.
This the same
he
dude on your game.
On my TV.
Junior, get in here. Come look at here. It's not working out for Netflix over there. It's not looking good for the home team. I feel like they rode that success of Squid Game and, like, I guess thought they were going to coast into the end zone.
But even that wasn't, like, that was boring to me. I couldn't even get through it. I'm like, man, who's watching this? And that's probably just me. People probably genuinely enjoyed it. But I was like, yeah, I don't have to
I
watch
never
this
watched
show.
It. I did not watch it. From, one, spoilers all over the internet. If you turn on the internet, you were going to see spoilers for everything. So I already knew it was going to happen. And then I didn't want to watch a series. If it had been a movie, I would have watched it. It looked like it had been a, like, interesting movie. But a TV series? I don't know about this.
I'm all for foreign TV shows and stuff like that, but that one was not holding my interest at all.
Yeah, because I've seen, like, much better things done, like, related to what type of movie that was. Like, there's a lot of stuff like this out there, actually.
It kind of goes inside the circle of, like, more pandemic-y content. Like, essentially, there's tons of sleepers on Netflix. It just depends on who gets to it and if they can spread the word, basically. Since they prefer to go, like, with a low to no cost marketing solution. I mean, if you're putting out these big production budget films, you're not really going to want to spend, like, half of that on advertising that, because I mean, Netflix in general really didn't advertise to begin with, like, when they first started, so they kind of try to bank on that. And when they do have something that's trending or hot, that's when you'll see, like, a little bit more, but it's more so like a crowd-driven type of marketing tool that they kind of use.
But even then, by the time you find that diamond in the rough, oh, cancel. Wait a minute, this just got good.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I don't need 6, 7, 8, 9 seasons of Orange is the New Black because it's the same thing as the season before. Hey, give me something different. I don't want this.
So do you guys think we're headed into an era of where something doesn't necessarily have to be quote unquote good? It just has to be trendy or viral to catch that popularity wave.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of like the essence of virility. Something just is interesting, or it has something kind of like that shock factor that'll either be like, oh man, this is really good. People just want to share that. And it's kind of like mirrors that nostalgia that we had as kids watching certain things and then going to school to talk about it. We didn't have the access until later to type IM, DM people like, hey, did you see this and blah, blah, blah. It was there, but it wasn't like a 24-hour type of deal. So like having the capabilities of doing that instantaneously and just having that machine running 24/7 in different countries, I think that's where the power lies.
There's been a lot of cases I've seen and again, my world is only, you know, this big from what I know. You know, the world's a much bigger place altogether. But on the smaller end scale of it, in the small bubbles, I feel like we look to a lot of the more viral or what's the hot thing right now as like a thing to go to. Like you guys mentioned about TikTok, for example, when people just regurgitate something someone else did because it got noticed a little bit, and they're like, oh, I can do that better. That kind of thing. I feel like that's part of what happened and some of the music, because a lot of people you'd hear say like, oh, you know, everything's starting to sound the same, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I feel like the formula for that was because those things were successful. Like it was the thing that made money. So people want to make the money from it. They're going to go do what works and do those same types of things. And so even on the scale of production, I try to avoid that kind of thing as far as with my type of sound and the music I make, because if I copied a template like how to do a trap beat and I copy and paste what they're saying in the tutorial, it's gonna sound like what they did.
Right.
So when you're trying to break out, you kind of have to avoid that, because that breakout person is gonna be something different. It's not gonna be, because I can make this kind of trap beat or whatever, and then 50 other people have watched the same YouTube tutorial. So there's a chance there's 50 of the same beats already out there. You might change one or two little things on it. But I feel like the more and more that's happening to where you're seeing, you know, more self-serving producers and things like that, people, home studios, things like that, it's the market's opened up. So now there's a much easier way to, you know, get your stuff. Nobody's carrying around a mixtape like on a cassette tape anymore. Nah. it's so easy to just email your stuff here or there. So these artists and production companies are getting thousands and thousands of emails with beats every day. Again, you have to think about, why is yours different? Why should this artist rap on your beat? Like, what gives them that drive to say, you know, this one out of those 150 we got today, this is the one.
And I think that speaks to like the accessibility of everything now. Of course, making something out of nothing.
Yeah.
That's something that people are used to since the beginning of time. But when you have the tools readily available and even softwares and applications that used to cost thousands to even touch, that you wouldn't even see in a person's home, let alone their freaking home computer. Mm-hmm. Now it's just like there's so much freeware. It's just easier to do now. Not to say that people shouldn't do that or shy away. Honing in and actually learning the craft. Don't just race to the,
absolutely,
hey, I can do this, so now I'm a producer. No. Like, learn some things. With the accessibility and openness of you having access to other people in different regions, listen to what's going on over there. Not saying you have to copy what they're doing, But that basically helps you build a more unique you, because you may not want to copy what they're doing exactly, but you might like how they put 808s on their tracks, or you might not. So it kind of can like help you shape what type of content you want to create.
I think it's important to put your own little touch, your own personal touch on it.
Of course.
The biggest reward that you can give yourself if you're doing music or thinking about getting into it is developing your own thing. Not saying that I can do this thing over here like this person. Like, that's great. It's mm-hmm. I'm all good for it. I'm all for it, you know, your creativity. However, like, but did you put your own personal, you know, heart into the thing that you made? Or did you just try to, you know, do what's working in that moment?
And that's kind of how we fall into that weirdo pattern of, oh my God, everything sounds the same, because people are using that as quote unquote mm-hmm. influence, but it's not really. You're just following what's trending and hitting the charts. And you're like, I'm going to jump on this wave because it's an easy bag to make. Not saying you have to be different at every freaking moment, but I mean, if you're going to do something to utilize a certain style or sound, like, don't just carbon copy it. Make it unique.
Be you. Just be you. It's okay. Yeah, it's one of those things I feel like, because like I said, I like to try to reach out to the youth of the community. Because I have little brothers, sisters, little cousins, things like that, and they found out like, oh, my big cousin does music stuff. So I'll let them come in the house and I'll teach them how to do stuff. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes when I get somebody in here and it's like their first time and not used to doing it, I can see they're so scared to touch something. They don't want to do something wrong. And I'm like, oh, can I push the keyboard? Like, yeah, it's a piano. You can smash it. Like, it's oh, okay. Right. So I try to tell, like, once they, I'm like, I'm going to help you make a beat. Like, we're going to make one right now. They're like, what? I can't do. Like, it's so easy. Just follow along with me. And they get so shy about like something sounding wrong or like, ah, I don't like the way. This is your first time doing it, so you have no idea what you're doing, and that's okay. Just do the thing, get comfortable, play with the stuff, and eventually you'll find out like, oh, I kind of like the way this, you know, sounds this way. I like this way. You learn as you go. Yeah. So you have to be okay with like it not sounding right.
True. Or is it you learn as you grow?
Facts. Spitting wisdom.
Knowledge. But I mean, you can't have that expectation over your head when you're creating something, because essentially you are going to get in your own way. And if you're creating with the piece in the back of your mind, like, oh, this has to be successful. Mm-hmm. Are you creating for the right reasons? Or are you creating because you want to? Because mm-hmm. to me, that sounds like you're more so focused on the content quality. Not to say it shouldn't sound great, but the outcome isn't always going to be successful. And you never know what's going to hit right. And what's not.
Absolutely. Like, you can't predict how someone else is going to feel about a piece of music. You can't. Like, there's been some things for me, I was like, yo, like, this one's finna kill and it'll get like 3 plays. And I'm like, what the hell, gang? Like, this is fire. And they're like, no.
Play it to you.
And that's okay.
When it comes to visual stuff too, either in creation of something, pieces I've done in the past, or given, let's say, a client 3 different options of something. Mm-hmm. In your mind, you know what they're going to pick because basic. But you give them those options anyway, so they have something to choose from.
But it happens. People have their preferences, and it's okay. Not everybody's going to like what you do as a creator, not just in music, as someone who makes. Like, not everybody's going to love every single piece you do, but don't give up on yourself. Long as you do it for you and you enjoy it, do it. It's okay.
Yeah. We didn't pay him to say that. That's typically like the motto around here. Basically, don't get into something just for the promises of a better tomorrow. Do it because you want to do it and you're having fun.
Please, pretty please. I can speak to what G was saying about, you know, copy and paste and not doing your own thing and doing it for the wrong reasons. I was a person who was doing that. When I got started in it, I wanted so bad like to be that breakout producer that was going to be, and I made stuff like everybody else was making. I was like, mine's going to sound way better than his. I was that guy. I used to do it. I can admit. At some point, I had a moment where I was like, you know what? I'm going to start doing this for me. I'm not sure what that was, or if I like had some special tea that evening or something. I was like, hey,
ding. Specialty.
I realized it wasn't making me happy. I felt more pressure than anything. I was like, man, this has to be good. This has to be exactly how this person wants it. Like, this 808 has to sound like... I was putting so much pressure on myself to make these things that I wasn't even enjoying it anymore. Like, yeah, they might sound great, but that little part of me on the inside is like, I'm stressed, I'm tired, I'm wore out. Gotta do a new beat today. Here we go.
Here we go again.
It was that kind of thing. I got to a point where I was like, no, I want to do this like for me. I want to be happy because I love music. I just love doing music. It's never been about the money. In the beginning, yeah, that's what I wanted to quit my job and just live off making beats. And I was like, I wanted to be that guy. And looking back, I can see, you know, how someone would fall into that, especially when I, like I mentioned earlier, rediscovered music after getting out of my depression and like and started actually working with it. I realized like, this is what makes me happy. This is what brings me joy. And I'm going to do it for that reason. And it's taken off like ever since. The sky's been the limit. That's the part I love.
That's the dream. Once you hit that perfect balance of creating and enjoying, you're doing it so effortlessly.
Yeah.
Even though you won't admit that, but it's fine. Never. You don't have to agree. I'll just put you saying yes here. So yeah.
Let the court record show that I did not say yes.
Note the time. I don't think so.
Note the time. Note the time.
So, Brown Tiger, tell the people where they can find you.
I am located on your local Twitch at twitch.tv/browntiger73 and also on YouTube at browntiger73. You can also find me on Instagram and Twitter at said usernames.
They'll all be in the description box because I know you guys weren't listening. You're probably like, why is he speaking like this? He wasn't talking like this before. But yeah, they'll be included in the description box per use. And just want to appreciate you for actually pulling up, not declining.
Thanks for having me. I sure appreciate it.
Ducking and hiding.
This made me feel real good.
Oh no, you had to come through. You definitely
absolutely
had to.
I could not
it's
do this.
It's been a long time.
Shouldn't have left you. Love it.
This wraps up another episode of Verbal Vibe Mode. Make sure you check us out at verbalvibemode.com. We are too also on the socials, Twitter and Instagram alike. Feel free to leave us a voice message using the Anchor app. And check out Spotify for more engagement. There's polls, discussions, and things. There's a lot going on all these platforms. But we will see you next week.
Peace out.
Man, love y'all.